Now it is time for the Positive Chats podcast, and today we're going to be talking with Tammy Lane. She is the producer and director of a new movie called Washington's Arm, a movie about George Washington. We're going to talk with her in a little bit, but we're going to play the movie trailer. Of course, you won't be able to see the audio, but see the video, but here is the audio to give you a little idea about what the movie is about.
Where, madam, do you get your facts?
Just in your journal, sir. 'Tis all in your journal.
Someone having to believe today that all of this is the work of chance and not that of divine providence.
Good morning, Major Washington. His lordship said that you are to insist that the governor send you with a letter addressing Mr. Christopher Guest.
They butchered him in front of his wife and children so that no provincial, nor Indian, not loyal to the French, would dare venture to go where you and the governor would have us go.
Many in the house believe your trip to the French commandant to be theatrics, to induce public sentiment both here and abroad for war.
How, George, do you respond to this indictment? As some would say to be unreasonable reasoning in the age of reason,
sir.
Be the petty consequence if the boy dies in the wilderness.
He led us into Ottawa territory. That in and we'll find his brothers, and they will hunt us down.
Like a boy.
What is your name, madam?
To you, my dear boy, I am simply Sally.
Say your goodbyes, Major.
Sit down, Mr. Guest.
This circumstance could lead to an open conflict with the French.
We shall cross, and without delay.
The movie is called Washington's Armor, and on the line we have Tammy Lane, the producer and director of Washington's Armor. Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us this morning. And wow, that looks good and sounds good. Tell us about Washington's Armor.
Well, Washington's Armor is a story about young George Washington 20 years prior to the Revolutionary War. This story depicts kind of a lot of his first military commission, his first battle when he meets Martha. And so there's a lot of stories out there that are, you know, based on Revolutionary War times and his presidency, but you don't see very many of his young life. And so I just found this story to be very intriguing and interesting. And so I wanted to do a film about it.
So did you already know a lot about George Washington's early years, or something that intrigued you and say, hey, I want to find out more, and that led to the movie?
Actually, about 17 years ago, I read a book called The Bulletproof George Washington by David Barton. And that book talks about, you know, all of these things, his journey, his military commission, his battle, and it goes into the French and Indian War. It really depicts God's miraculous protection over Washington's life. In order for him to, you know, fulfill his commission by God, which is to eventually become the president of the United States. So it's a cool story. What really intrigued me about the book is there's a story that George Washington was shot during the French and Indian War 4 times, and it did not penetrate his body. Oh. It only penetrated his coat. And so Washington's Armor is a trilogy, and we just finished The Journey, which you can find on Epoch TV. And then we're working on the second and third volume. And then in the third volume, we show that scene of him getting shot. And then I'm really excited about that. So we have to get to that one.
So how'd you get from this idea to actually producing a film? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, I'll tell you about Capernaum Studios, because that is our film studio that we've shot a lot of the footage for this movie. We shot in several different places, but we shot it here. But God gave me a desire to build a biblical village several years ago, I guess like in 2005. Because I built one, God started giving me, you know, downloads of videos I needed to do and short films and stuff. And so he gave me a download, and I wanted to build an actual biblical village inside a soundstage. And it took about a week to build it and a day to tear it down. And then I think God used that to drop in my spirit to build the biblical village. And he said, he told me that we would be having other filmmakers come. Well, that didn't happen for many years. In 2018, we had started having many filmmakers come, and The Chosen came and filmed here. And so it's been an amazing experience. Well, during that time, you know, God was really just kind of developing the story of Washington's Armor. And, you know, I had to wait on his timing, you know, and whenever his timing was, which was in 2019, and we started shooting it, and then COVID happened. And so, and then, you know, they started tearing down all the statues and attacking history. And I was like, oh my goodness, this cannot be the right time to do this. And, but now I see, you know, we made it through. It was very difficult, but we made it through. And now I see why he wanted to do it now, you know, because we have to preserve our history. Yeah. We have to know the good and the bad, what to do, what not to do. So then we have the first volume out.
So what did you learn, and what will we learn from the movie about George Washington?
Well, you will see how God miraculously protected him. You will see, so he's fighting for the British at this time, which is just so funny, but he's on that side at this point. And it's a time when it's the colonial era, whenever the French and the English were fighting for territory. And so everybody was wanting American soil. They were wanting the land. And then the American Indians were choosing that's based on whatever fit their survival best, how they could, you know, manage and maintain their tribes and stuff. And so, you know, some of them were allied with the French, some were allied with British. And so it really teaches you kind of all what was going on in that time. And, you know, he had to travel over 500 miles of wilderness to a French fort called Fort LeBeuf and close to Canada. And he traveled to deliver a letter to the French from Governor Dinwiddie at the time and to tell them to vacate the land. And this wilderness travel he experienced, it was in the winter, in the dead of winter. And so he experienced so many trials and tribulations through that, you know, and came across some American Indians that were not on the side of the British. He also fell into a frozen river and survived that. And I don't want to tell the whole thing, but I feel like I'm giving away some stuff, but, you know, so it's just really an amazing story. You see kind of him meeting Martha in this volume and developing his friendship. So there was a lot of people that surrounded Washington too, that were important to our American heritage and to the story. So you kind of get to see that as well.
So what time frame does this take place?
1753 to like 1755. Although we'll probably skip ahead to 59, in the end volume so that you can see a little bit more. But so that's kind of the time frame of it. So he's in his 20s and he was, you know, just a strong leader at that time, even in his 20s.
Do we learn how he switched from the side of the British to fight against the British?
No, we don't see that yet. The French and Indian War, he's still fighting with the British. So it develops a little bit later on when he begins to, you know, they want to separate from the British. So okay, sure. We might cover that. That would be like volume 4 or 5. we'll see how, you know, we'll see what happens.
So
but
that's the mindset we have to go into watching this movie. It's not about the revolution of, you know, the birth of America. It's about what happened prior to that. And it sounds like more of the British versus the French.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, you know, developing Washington's character, because, you know, a lot of things have to happen for him to get to the point of the Revolutionary War time and the, you know, his presidency. And so I believe that God used time to train him. He needed to learn battle, for one thing. He needed to learn how not to do battle, like the British, you know, standing there in their red coats, just waiting to get shot. And he had to learn just, you know, strategies and things like that, and being having his character built as well.
We learn about Washington in his 20s and he meets Martha. Do we learn any about his faith?
Yes, we do cover his faith. He was a Christian. He wasn't a deist. You can see that by many of his writings. And he writes about God all the time. He writes about, he clearly states that God is involved in his life. He knows that God's protecting him. And there's also another character or some other characters that have, you know, one guy has kind of felt like he lost his faith because of the bad stuff that was happening. And so we'll kind of develop that story out too. That's about Christopher Gist, who is a frontiersman and a friend of his in his early years. So that's a really, everybody likes that character. He's a great character.
Tell us about some of the characters of the film and who played them.
Talking about Christopher Gist, that is Tim Ross. Tim Ross played that character, and he's, you know, been in a lot of TV shows and stuff, but he's just an amazing guy. Very, very good actor. I feel like that we have, you know, really prayed over the casting and getting the right actors. And I feel like that we have a really, really good cast. So, and then with Willie Molina plays George Washington. He's kind of new, but it was very clear to us when he came in for a in-person audition that he was the one to basically carry this mantle and be George Washington. And he's done a fantastic job. He's very agile, and, you know, George Washington was a dancer. He was a very good dancer. That's one thing people may not know. And Willie Molina is also a dancer. So that works. That worked out good. And we had like Michael W. Smith. He came in. He's going to be on volume 2 and 3. He's in the show. Incidentally, Tyler Smith, his son, did the music score for Washington's Armor, and he did a fantastic job. So that was exciting. It was very exciting to have Michael W. Smith because he's, you know, he was like the first guy I ever knew whenever I became a Christian that did Christian music. I didn't even know Christian music existed, but then I found him. And so it was really fun to get to meet him and stuff and work with him.
We're talking with Tammy Lane, a producer and director of the movie Washington's Armor. Tammy, where did you film this?
So we filmed at Capernaum Studios, which is in Texas, in outside of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we filmed also in upstate New York, a place called Stony Creek. That was the snow, you know, the wilderness, and it was really cold, and I'm from Texas, and it was a little challenging, but it's just a beautiful, beautiful setting. And then we filmed in Virginia at Berkeley Plantation, and that is an old, you know, it was in the, I don't, maybe it was built in the 1600s or, you know, it was there when George Washington was there. He even visited that place. So it was really fun to get to film there. And then we filmed in Oklahoma at a fort. And that was Museum of the Great Plains. So that was our very last shoot to finish the volume 1. And it was very cold there as well. But the great people. And then we filmed here at Capernaum. So
what else does Capernaum Studios have to offer?
Well, we are working film set. We have many films that are coming and filming their projects here. A lot of Christian films. The Chosen was here and filmed season 1 here. So that was really exciting. And we've had some other films that, you know, maybe you've heard of The Penitent Thief. There's one and some different things. We have churches that come out. Live productions, which we open, you know, every few months and have guests just come and kind of like you can go to Universal Studios or whatever and look at different things. Then you can come here, you can look through the sets, and you can also, we give you an experience, you know, we make it really fun for people.
Well, the important question is, how can we see Washington's Armor?
You can go to Epoch, EPOCH TV. And if you know Epic Times, Epoch Times,
It's a news, okay.
Yeah, so it's a news outlet, but then they kind of were transitioning into doing films and documentaries and stuff. And so we were one of the first big films So we're on there, and it's Epic Cinema, so you can get it there.
And if people didn't get a chance to write all that down or just find a central location to find out more information about how to view it, but also more information about the film, is there a website specifically for the movie?
Yes, washingtonsarmor.com. You just go to washingtonsarmor.com. You can also click on a link on Washington's Armor website, and it will take you straight to the Epic TV, and then you can look at all the actors and, you know, just different things. And then also, if you want to go to CapernaumStudios.com and check out what we're doing here as well, we're going to be doing some live productions at Capernaum Studios based on the history of our nation and how God is all in it.
You said there's more episodes regarding the Washington?
Volume 2, we've filmed about 30% of it so far. We need to raise the money to finish Volume 2 and Volume 3. And Volume 2 will depict the Fort Necessity battle that he was in, which was, you know, his second big battle. This one was bigger than the other one. The one that was in Volume 1 is Jamonville Glen, and then Necessity is in the next one. And also Volume 2 will develop more of the love interests and stuff. And then in Volume 3, that's going to be the French and Indian War with General Braddock and, you know, the beginning of it. So you see kind of Washington's involvement in that.
All right. And again, the website for Washington Armor?
Washingtonsarmor.com and CapernaumStudios.com.
Tammy Lane, the producer and director of Washington's Armor. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.